Appreciate the good song. I'd like to ask for your prayers today, and if you care to read along with me, I would invite your attention to the fourth chapter of the Epistle of James. I'd like to read in this fourth chapter of James some scripture that I believe is probably familiar to most, beginning with verse 13, James chapter 4, beginning with verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And that concludes that fourth chapter of James, reading through verse 13 and the end of the chapter for a scripture reading. And I want to use a title today, and I pray that the Lord will help me to convey before you the thoughts that he has placed upon my heart. But I want to use a title, Preparing for Things Uncertain. Preparing for Things Uncertain. And Brother Wheat, in the Sunday school lesson this morning, he began to make reference to some people that were once members of the church here at Fairview Memorial that once attended here from week to week, and pointed out the seats that they would sit on, the pews that they would sit on when they attended here, and now they're not here anymore because they've gone on to something bigger and better. They've gone home to be with the Lord. And sometimes we get busy, perhaps, and we lose sight of what is real. We lose sight of reality. But the truth is, if the Lord delays his coming, well, either way, this will happen either way, but, you know, if the Lord were to delay his coming and time were to continue to go on, there's coming a day that, and really, it's a lot closer than what we think, but there's coming a day when this congregation of people that has gathered here today at Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church to worship, none of us will be here. We'll all be gone. We are not here to stay. We are an eternal bound people, and we are only here, as James told us, we're only here in this realm. We're only here in this world for a short time, and then we go to eternity. Now, there are people that believe that what we have here is all that we have. There are people that believe that the life that a human being lives on the earth is all that they have. When they die, that's it. There's nothing more to them, that they're gone. Now, those are people that I like to call wrong, because they are. They're wrong. There is an eternal part of us, and we will soon lay down our earthly tabernacle, but there is an eternal spirit within all of us that will continue to exist forever. And so I want us to think about what James wrote here and what others have said, because there are so many people in the world, and I want to tell you today that it's not my objective. The aim of this message today is not to discourage anyone about their aspirations or their hopes or dreams. I know that people have plans. I know that it's always been that way. And the things that I say are not about discouraging that today, but to tell the truth about life. And, for most people, I think that you will find out that if you were to go around interviewing people, I think that you will find out that most people, probably the higher percentage of people that reach adulthood, things didn't turn out the way that they thought they would when they were children. And so the plans that we make and things that we endeavor to do, oftentimes they are just that. They are just things that we plan on doing, and they don't always turn out that way. James here rebuked people that make plans and leave God out of their plans. He rebuked people for saying, this is what we will do. We will do this, or we will do that. We will go to such a city, and we will stay there for a certain time, and we will be prosperous there. We will make gain there. And James said in his rebuke to this, well, you don't know that that's what you'll do or not, because you don't even know what will be on the morrow. Or in our language, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. And so, you're not able to say that we will, you can perhaps plan that in your mind, but you're not able to say that we will go to this place and we will stay here for a year and we will do this and do that, because you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. In the 29th proverb, in the first verse, Solomon said, don't even boast about tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And so that's about the extent of our ability to plan, is that whatever we may endeavor to do, we don't even know if it'll get past this very day. We don't even know if there will even be a tomorrow for any of us. And it amazes me how much time and energy is spent. And I believe that in this, that we really do see the folly in a lot of ways of human reasoning. But it's amazing how much time is spent and how much energy is spent preparing for things that are not even certain to happen. There was a parable that we read about in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus spoke a parable. And he said in that parable that the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought to say within himself, because of the fact that he had such a great harvest, that his barns, his present barns, would not contain the produce from his ground. And so he thought to say within himself, I will pull down my barns and I'll build greater barns. That's what I'll do to solve this. I'll just build bigger barns. And then when I get them full, then I'll say to my soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, for thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Now that was his, in this parable, that was what Jesus was talking about, how that people plan for things. People got it all figured out, don't they? This is what I'll do. They've got the plan. They've got it all laid out. They've got it all figured out in their mind, and all the while not even knowing if they'll make it through the day. And so the Lord said to this man, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?" Who's going to have control over those things that you had, because tonight is going to be it for you. And so there again, James said to boast in this type of thing, to just say, "I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that," and just leave God out of it, and to boast in this. As Solomon said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." James said, "But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil." And so we are not, oftentimes, we are not in control the way that we think that we are. Now, there are a lot of, across our nation every day, there are a lot of young Americans, there are a lot of young people, and they are filling the big lecture halls and assembly halls in the universities, and they are studying, and they are learning, and they are preparing for what they believe they want to do in the future. And you know that even, and we all know this is true, that even a lot of times, after someone in their younger days thinks they know exactly what they want to do, and they go through several years of education, they go through several years to get a degree to allow them to do what they want to do later in life, and a lot of times they realize within a year or two that it really wasn't what they even wanted to do in the first place. And they begin to do something different. If I would have had my way, I would be the father of at least six children. That was my plan, but I had a wife that said no. I mean, you know what? Things just don't always turn out the way that we think that they will. But there's a lot, as I said, there's a lot of time and there's a lot of energy that is spent by the human race on planning for things that are not even certain to come. When all the while we know within ourselves, we know that there is that which is certain to come upon us, and yet we fail to prepare for what we know will happen. Many people spend a lifetime trying to prepare for things that they don't know if they'll happen or not, and neglect what's really important. And I'm going to say this, that I believe that there is some wisdom in these preparations. I believe that there is some wisdom in preparing yourself. I believe there is perhaps some wisdom in having a goal, as long as you've included God in that, of having a goal of things that you might hope to do. But listen, to prepare, to spend time preparing for what you might do in a case of living, to prepare yourself for where you may be 25 years from now as you live here on the earth, to prepare yourself for what you might be doing and where you might be at your time, though there is a certain amount of wisdom in that. Listen, there's much more wisdom in planning and making preparation for the time that you will not be here anymore. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I believe this is biblical. I believe this is scriptural. There's going to come a point for every one of us when what we did in life, I'm talking about our natural life, our secular life, there's going to come a point for every one of us when it will be of no consequence whatsoever what you did for a living. It'll be of no consequence what size house that you lived in. It will be of no consequence how new or old your vehicle was. There's coming a point for all of us, friends, that, and it's coming soon for all of us, because life is a vapor that just appears for a little time and vanishes away. So we are all swiftly approaching that very second where none of those things will be of any significance whatsoever. All that will matter is, are you prepared for death? Now, you know, as I said, people want to spend a lot of time and energy preparing for things that they believe they want to do. And it's not promised to them, there's nothing certain about it. But listen, the Bible teaches us, and we are all well aware of this, there is a certainty with all of us, and that is that we must all die. Amen? We must all leave the world. And you know, you don't need, even people here of a young age today, you don't really need a sermon about that in order to know that that's going to happen. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, that that's something that the human family is just aware of. Solomon said, the living know that they shall die. Let me tell you something. I can remember back to the time when I was a young child, before I even realized anything in a sermon or anything about death, I realized that within myself, I knew from what I had already heard, from what I had already witnessed as a young child, that that was something that was going to happen to me. Listen, this man that Jesus spoke about in the 12th chapter of Luke, in that parable that prepared for life, prepared to live, prepared to be spoiled, prepared to lay in store all the things that he would have in order to take care of his natural life, in order to secure him in this world, and yet put off the preparation for his soul. Jesus was exactly right. That's foolish. That's vanity. And it's not wise. Listen, the Bible tells us this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Now, I want you to know this. If you're here today and you're lost and separated from God, that it's appointed unto you to die. And that if you die in the condition that you're in, you will be doing what the scriptures refer to as dying in your sins. And not only are you going to die one day and leave this world, but you are going to stand before God. You're going to face Him. Oh, I tell you what, we live in a society today, I believe we all know that it's true, we live in a society today that becomes more wicked and more sinful and more ungodly all the time, and people live their lives as if they have nothing to answer for. People live their lives as if they have no reckoning. People live their lives as if nothing is going to come of it. I can do what I want to do. It's my life. I can make the choices I want to make. I can spend my time doing what I want to do. There's all this pro-choice stuff in the minds of people today. Let me tell you something. There's never been a human being on the earth that has ever lived their life that will not stand before God and give an account unto Him for what they have done in this world. They're going to answer. We're all going to answer for the things that we have done in this life. You take the life of innocent babies, you're going to answer for it. You're going to answer. You live your life in a way that is in contradiction to God's holy word, you're going to answer to God for it. There's a day of judgment. Whether people want to accept it, whether people want to believe it or not, there's coming a day, as the scriptures tell us, when we've got to all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we've got to give account unto God for the things that we have done in this body. And I'll tell you what, people are just going to be surprised. They're going to be shocked when they realize, yes, I really did have to account for my sins. Because here, they just don't think they do. Well, I'll tell you what, it's time for this nation, it's time for people to wake up and face reality. We're not immortal. We're not going to live forever. And I'm afraid that we're not going to have even the time that we do spend here on the earth that will never perhaps have the effect that we would like to. I believe God can help us to be influential, but I'm sure that we would all aspire to be more effectual, more effective, perhaps, than what we will accomplish. Our life here is frail, people. It's frail. I'll tell you what, the young man deceives his own mind. When he's young and in the days of his youth, and he feels strong, he feels powerful, and he's full of energy. And oftentimes, the young man deceives himself in his own mind and thinks that he's really something and thinks that he's really tough and thinks that he's really invincible. I think if we go back in our minds, we can relate to that. We can relate to a time perhaps in our teenage years where we were under this illusion of our mind that we were just invincible. But let me tell you something, friends, you're not invincible. You're fragile. Your life is nothing more than a single breath. There's just a single breath of air. There's just that single breath of life that is sustaining you here. That's how fragile, that's how frail that we are. I'm concerned today. I don't know how you feel. I'm concerned today that there are people among us right now that are not ready. If you die in the condition that you're in, you won't be ready. And you won't ever get ready after that. You won't ever have any opportunity after that to get ready. You'll be gone. Your opportunities will be past. You'll be in hell. You will have rejected the last opportunity that you have to get right with God. Let me tell you something, friends. of all the preparations that you will make in this life, the most important thing that you will ever do is to seek the Lord Jesus, that your soul might be prepared for the hour of death. Because it's coming. It's coming. I'm having a good time. I am. I'm having a good time. Sometimes I just look back at the end of the day and I think, what a wonderful life I'm having. Do you ever do that? I do. Sometimes I lay down on my bed at night and I begin to think about the goodness of God, and I think about what a wonderful life that the Lord has given to me. I'm going to tell you something with all honesty. There are times at the end of my day when I begin to reflect on the things of God, and I think, you know what? If the Lord were to call me out right now, I wouldn't have any complaints at all. God has been good to me. God has blessed me. If He called me out right now, I'd just go home and be with the Lord and rejoice with Him and be in His presence forevermore and thank Him for what He gave me. And thank Him most of all for that 1 second, that one moment in my life when I came to know Him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. I'll tell you what, folks, it's well with my soul today. I'm ready to go. I'm prepared to go. I got nothing to worry about. I got nothing to fret about. Whenever God gets ready to take me, and I know that we all have natural desires. I know that we all want to be with our families. We want to be with our friends. Perhaps we've got things that we want to do. But I'm telling you the truth today. If God calls me out right now, it's okay. Nobody has to worry about me. I'm going to go be with the Lord. Once that you can say that, once that's settled, everything from there is all, it's just not as important. It's just not nearly as important. I tell you what, you need to be sure that you're ready to die. You need to be sure. Because you know what? It might be coming today. It might be coming tomorrow. Did you know what? As we said here today, and you know, if you take what's been said today and you just say, that doesn't apply to me, do you know that in the time that we started this service, just about an hour or so ago, that there's already been people leave the world? There'll be people all day today, different times throughout this day, that'll leave the world. Death never takes a holiday, never takes a day off. It comes upon the human family every day. It's appointed unto us once to die. When you can say, and I can tell you this today only by experience, when you can say, with all honesty and with all assurance, that death has no dominion over my soul, that death will not harm me, I'm telling you what a good feeling that is. What a peace that is to know. I mean, what contentment that it is to know that it's well with your eternal soul. That's what peace is. You know, I believe that we feel our salvation, but I'll tell you what, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. That peace is knowing. It's the assurance that comes with knowing that everything is well with you for eternity. For eternity. Glad I got that. If you don't have it today, that's what you need. Let's have a song.